This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador took a dig at the U.S. government Sunday, saying the United States has not helped Mexico with coronavirus vaccines. Lopez Obrador thanked India and Russia, which have each sent small amounts of vaccines, and China, whose firms have promised millions of doses. Mexico has seen almost 195,000 deaths and almost 2.2 million cases. The country has approved six vaccines and has so administered about 4.34 million shots. The White House has rebuffed requests from U.S. allies, including Mexico, Canada, and the European Union, for vaccine doses produced in the United States, where months of production runs have produced vaccines solely for use in the country. Irish health officials have recommended the temporary suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of serious blood clotting after inoculations in Norway. Dr. Ronan Glenn, Ireland's deputy chief medical officer, said Sunday the recommendation was made after Norway's medicines agency reported four cases of blood clotting in adults after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. He said that while there was no conclusive link between the vaccine and the cases, Irish health officials are now recommending the suspension of the vaccine's rollout as a precaution. Danish, Norwegian, and Icelandic authorities have taken similar precautionary steps. AstraZeneca said that it would like to offer its reassurance on the safety of its COVID-19 vaccine based on clear scientific evidence. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's ruling junta has declared martial law in parts of the country's largest city as security forces killed more protesters in an increasingly lethal crack distance to last month's military coup. At least 38 people were killed Sunday alone. Dozens were injured in one of the deadliest days of the crackdown. That's according to an independent group tracking the toll of the violence. Most of the deaths were in Yangon, where two townships were being placed under martial law. Myanmar has been under a nationwide state of emergency since the coup, but the announcement of martial law suggests more direct military control of security instead of local police. Miami Beach city officials say about 100 people were arrested and two police officers were injured as spring break crowds gathered in Florida City over the weekend. Miami Beach police said in a tweet that they arrested 30 people Saturday night. On Friday night, a large and boisterous crowd resulted in two Miami Beach police officers being sent to the hospital for treatment. The tweet said that the incident involved a large crowd being disorderly and surrounding officers. Police tweeted that they used pepper spray to disperse the group. A spokesperson for the city told CNN that the weekend's arrests include some for the seizure of weapons and drugs. U.S. President Joe Biden has passed up an opportunity to join other Democrats calling for the resignation of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The three-term governor is under investigation after multiple allegations of sexual harassment. Asked Sunday by a reporter if Cuomo should resign, Biden responded, "I think the investigation is underway and we should see what it brings us." Biden has not previously spoken publicly about the allegations against Cuomo. Several prominent New York Democrats, including U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, have called on Cuomo to step down. Cuomo has refused to resign and has denied what has been alleged thus far. One of our top stories, again recapping, Irish health officials have recommended the temporary suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of serious blood clotting after inoculations in Norway. The doctor, Ronan Glenn, Ireland's deputy chief medical examiner, said that the recommendations were made after Norway's medicines agency reported four cases of blood clotting in adults after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.